Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Words.
You're a disrespectful little... That's what you are.
Matter.
Thank you. You're going to be viral. There's no need for all these policemen to handle someone who's on drugs.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. Again, the Buffalo Police Department, the city, on the defensive.
Who's on drugs?
The department is not in disarray. It is a good police department.
A Buffalo Police Lieutenant, Michael DeLong, caught on video Sunday in a verbal altercation with a woman who was interfering with a call to aid a man allegedly under the influence outside of a 7-Eleven store.
I did see it. It was incredibly disappointing.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown addressing the video in which DeLong addresses a woman with an obscene and vulgar term. The latest in a series of incidents that has the BPD on the defensive.
It was something that should not have occurred, and Commissioner Lockwood took the appropriate action. As soon as the video was brought to his attention, Commissioner Lockwood immediately suspended the officer without pay and opened up an internal affairs investigation.
Over the course of the last 6.5 weeks, we've had 3 headline-making, embarrassing incidents involving the Buffalo Police Department. Why shouldn't people think that that's a department in disarray at this time?
The department is not in disarray. It is a good police department. The majority of our officers are doing the right thing. They get good guidance from management. Training bulletins are put out all the time. We want every officer to act like a community police officer. We want every officer to treat all people with respect and dignity. We didn't see that with that video. It was a terrible disappointment, and Police Commissioner Lockwood took the right immediate action, opening an investigation immediately, suspending without pay that officer immediately.
The only reason we have a first-hand view of what happened and what was said is because somebody shot video of it. Do you have concerns that this kind of behavior, this kind of language is used by officers in other instances?
The police department and my administration has done what the community has asked, and that's equipped all of our police officers in the field with body cameras so that we can review and find out about incidents like this. Also, the state legislature just passed the ability for people to videotape police officers as they're doing their work, to be able to do that without fear of reprisal. That was the right action on the part of our state legislature and governor to pass the right to videotape an officer into law.
I have seen no. Do you happen to know what led up to the recording of Officer DeLong? And also, could you talk a little bit about how officers should handle situations where they're being recorded?
Well, I don't know what led up to the incident that resulted in the recording of the police officer. I do know that Our police are instructed to keep their body cameras on. They are instructed to know that when they're out doing performing their duties, they will be filmed by members of the public, to respect the public's right to film them performing their duties, and to use their common sense when performing any duty as a police officer, and to treat all people with respect and dignity.
Was there body cam footage from the officer's point of view of this incident?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's maybe raised a red flag to other officers who don't act, you know, as the department instructs them to, saying, hey, people are going to be reporting us, and this is going to get out, and this could lead to my suspension or firing.
I think for several years now, the officers should know, should understand, should expect to be videotaped when they're performing their duties. Officers are instructed by management in the Buffalo Police Department to use common sense and to treat every person with respect and dignity. That did not happen in this case, and it was tremendously disappointing for me to see that.
What's puzzling to me is we had the Quentin Suttles arrest. We had the Martin Gugino incident. And these are all fresh memories for everybody. And this officer knew he was being recorded and did what he did. And what kind of mindset is that inside the department?
We don't understand what that mindset is, but the department and its management takes swift action in situations like this. This type of behavior cannot be tolerated. It will not be tolerated by the Buffalo Police Department. And again, I applaud Commissioner Lockwood and his management team. As soon as that video was brought to their attention, Commissioner Lockwood immediately opened an investigation and suspended this officer without pay.
Would you like greater latitude to remove officers who behave this way from your city force?
I think there should be greater latitude legally with the laws of New York State. Police management does not have that latitude. I've been talking about that for weeks, and I'm very pleased that you asked that question.
On the same note, how do you think this kind of affects your efforts to reform and fix police and community relations?
We will not be distracted in our efforts to reform the Buffalo Police Department. We are leading the nation. Buffalo is a national leader in working with the community to enact sensible reforms that the public are asking for our Buffalo Police Department. We will continue to do that. We will continue to take disciplinary action against police officers that do not follow the directives, the guidelines, and the principles of the Buffalo Police Department. And we will continue to reach out to the community to build community police relations. Officers are out every day doing good things, doing positive things, working with members of our community. Bicycle helmet giveaways, responding to calls for service. Even during this very difficult time, our officers are working harder than ever, under more pressure than ever, and that is what the majority of the officers on the Buffalo Police Department are doing.
Nobody knows the situations officers deal with on a daily basis better than a former officer.
Well, it's unfortunate. The words and the conduct of the officer in question.
Buffalo Common Councilman David Rivera, a former officer himself, heads up the Police Oversight Committee and is concerned with the incident, but not in a rush to render final judgment.
I know that there's some difficult moments, and even in the midst of those difficult moments, you have to stay centered. You have to maintain control, your composure, and deal with people. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing. It's easy for me to be a Monday morning quarterback and say I would have done it differently under the circumstances. But you try to stay centered. You start. You try to keep control of the situation. Your conduct, the words that you use, are very important as well. You try to use the right tone to bring down, you know, the conflict. Your tone of voice, the words you use are very important in de-escalating a problem. So I think the key is, you know, the tone, the words you use to try to de-escalate a situation. It's unfortunate that it wasn't handled that way, and as a result, it's gone viral. And once again, it's a black eye on many of the police officers that are doing good work, and on the city of Buffalo as well.
What would you say to that officer? I mean, he's a lieutenant. Like you said, words, you know, your choice of words and tone matter. In you know, you've been there. You've been in these situations. What would you say to him if you could have some words with him?
You know, the frustration. I don't know what was going through his mind. Don't know what caused the escalation to happen. But knowing that, going forward, we have to make sure that our tone of voice, the words we use, do not escalate a situation. It should de-escalate a situation. So it's very important that we be very careful to stay centered, stay in control. No matter what words are being thrown at you, you still have to maintain your composure.
Finally, the department has suspended him. There's an internal investigation underway. Are you happy with the steps that have been taken?
Well, the commissioner has made a decision to suspend the police officer pending internal affairs investigation. I think he took the appropriate action. He does this, and he's done this quite frequently. He's used his authority as commissioner to kind of rein things in and deal with them. I don't know where it would go in terms of the investigation, in terms of the discipline, whether it's just a reprimand, whether it's a suspension. I really don't know what the commissioner is going to decide. I don't know what the process in terms of grievance, in terms of arbitration or mediation. I really don't know what the process and how long it'll drag out. But the commissioner has made a determination. He's in charge, and I think he's made the right decision.
Do you think there's a systemic problem in the department?
I mean, we've had incidences where we've probably could have de-escalated the situation, and the police officers are under a lot of stress. However, you have to, you know, you really have to, in moments like that, be above it. You have to, like I said, you have to take control of the situation. You have to manage your anger. You have to stay focused. In spite of what is thrown at you or the conduct of the person, you still have to maintain that control and stay centered and deal with the problem in a manner that's professional. And it's unfortunate what we've seen on the video.
The incident is now the subject of an internal investigation that's underway. Lieutenant DeLong is on unpaid leave for the time being.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.